AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A U.S. Marshals task force was serving a warrant today outside a mall near Baltimore.
The suspect exited the vehicle and fired multiple rounds at officers, striking two Baltimore City detectives.
That is Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison.
Multiple officers returned fire, striking the suspect. That suspect was transported to an area hospital where he has now succumbed to his injuries.
The police officers near Baltimore have injuries that aren't thought to be life-threatening. The Crown and The Mandalorian are tied for the most Emmy nominations. More from the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
I want them to know their dad sees greatness in them.
Every show nominated for Best Drama and Comedy Series this year comes from a streaming service, with the exception of This Is Us on NBC, up for Best Drama. Its competition in that category is The Boys, Bridgerton, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, and Pose. Best Comedy nominees are Black-ish, Cobra Kai, Emily in Paris, The Flight Attendant, Hacks, The Kaminsky Method, Pen 15, and Ted Lasso. The Emmys will air live on CBS on September 10th. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The death toll from a fire at a hospital coronavirus ward in Iraq has climbed to 92. It's the second catastrophic fire in less than 3 months to kill hospitalized virus patients in Iraq. An Ohio hospital acknowledged a patient received a new kidney that was meant for someone else. Officials at university hospitals in Cleveland are apologizing for the mistake and say the two employees have been placed on administrative leave. They say the kidney given to the wrong patient is compatible and the person is expected to recover. The other patient's surgery has been delayed. Texas Democrats, who hurriedly fled to Washington to block sweeping new election laws back home, acknowledged they can't stay away forever and urged Congress to act on voting rights. Wall Street, the Dow is lower, other markets higher. This is AP News. Wildfires that torched homes and forced evacuations are burning through 10 western states.
Nearly 60 wildfires tore through bone-dry timber and brush from Alaska to Wyoming. Oregon's Bootleg Fire has flames shooting 200 feet into the air and higher, with 0% containment, says Information Officer Daniel Omdahl.
This fire is extreme and beyond the capacity of even our very large air tankers.
California's largest fire, the Beckwith Complex, is burning over 91,000 acres with 26% containment. Incident Commander Rocky Oplinger says conditions are tough for firefighters.
We've had 8 days of temperatures pushing 100 degrees. We've had extremely dry fuel conditions. We've had significant winds at the time that we couldn't fly any of our fixed-wing aircraft.
I'm Julie Walker.
United Airlines is investing in a startup that is trying to build electric-powered aircraft and might buy 100 of the small planes. Ed Donahue, AP News.